I invite you at this time just to relax. Allow yourself to be comfortable. Let go of whatever's annoying you, bothering you, worrying you for the next few minutes. There's no pandemic. There's no turmoil. There's no illness. There are no money problems. Just for the next few minutes, it's you. It's me. Savoring the incredible, loving relationship with God, with Spirit. Take a deep breath. Just allow yourself to feel what it means to be embraced, to be unconditionally loved by that one power, that one source, which literally makes the world go round. Always calling to us, always holding us, celebrating with us when wonderful things happen in our lives, and looking to promote more of us. And always, always, always there, reaching out to us to pick us up when things are not going well, when we're struggling, when we're bothered. Sharing with us a grace to soothe us, to tell us, remind us, it's going to be okay if we just choose to accept the gift. Reminding us how incredibly precious, how incredibly valuable, how incredibly worthwhile we are beyond our craziest imagination. We all wish to be loved. We look for it all of the time. And so in these moments, let's just accept that we are. Loved by the greatest being, Spirit, God. And so let's just savor this now in some moments of silence. And now, as you are ready, I invite you to reawaken, to once again grow in awareness of the room that you are in. And yes, to reawaken to the world in which we live. Not to naively deny what's going on, but to understand that notwithstanding whatever, we share this incredible gift of life, and we are constantly, constantly bestowed with a love to move us forward, both individually and collectively. And so, every pain, every hurt, every turmoil, every difficulty awaits us, not to torment us, but as an opportunity for us to be who we are. and a special treat today to bring us out of meditation. Thank you so much, Aria and Riley, for gracing us with your talents this morning.